From Little Rock Public Radio, this is Insight with Jonathan Seaborn. Each week, I host thoughtful conversations with people helping to shape our civic, cultural, and economic life right here in Central Arkansas. Today, I'm joined by Jessica Ford, the Executive Director of the Arkansas Community Foundation. Today, we'll talk through the impact that philanthropy can have on the future of our state and the work being done across the state to strengthen our communities. Well, thanks for joining me, Jessica.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to kind of just start with the basics. I think a lot of people hear community foundation, but don't really know exactly what that means. So maybe could we just start with what is a community foundation?
Sure. That's a great question. And in Arkansas, there are two community foundations. There's one in South Arkansas in Union County, but then Arkansas Community Foundation is the largest grant maker in the state and the premier choice really for Arkansas philanthropists. So what is a community foundation? A community foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit where people can come to invest their charitable dollars and we grant it out. But it's also a place where nonprofits can come to receive funding from those same philanthropists who came to us to distribute their charitable dollars. So that's very simply put. Arkansas Community Foundation was founded in 1976. It was started by Governor Winthrop Rockefeller and his right-hand woman, Mary McLeod. And she was paying attention to the philanthropic landscape on the East and West Coasts, where community foundations were really emerging as a democratic space for community leaders, for philanthropists, and a way for nonprofits to receive funding. And she believed that Arkansas needed a community foundation. It needed to be statewide. And she was right. It was a great moment for that. And so they started Arkansas Community Foundation. A group of leaders got together and made that happen. So in the first year, Arkansas Community Foundation made $8,000 in grants to AETN, a free press initiative, and to the Arkansas Arts Center. Those were our first three grants.
And this was in 67.
76.
76, I'm sorry.
Yep, that's okay. And so those were our first three grants, $8,000, and they thought they were just big time then. And they were for a first-year community foundation. But since then, over 50 years, and this is our 50th anniversary this year, we've granted more than $600 million in grants to nonprofits, primarily in Arkansas, but also some nationwide. And have reached more than $1 billion in assets under management. So all that to say, a community foundation is really a space where those who want to give can come and be connected to those who need help and vice versa.
Now, as the statewide model, is that something that's unique to Arkansas or is that pretty common within community foundations?
There are about 900 community foundations nationwide. And I think I'm going to say less than a third of those have affiliate models. So community foundations are place-based funders. That means that there's one in Arkansas, and we cover the state of Arkansas. There's a Greater Atlanta Community Foundation, and they only cover Greater Atlanta. So it's sort of geographically based and relevant. So we're not in competition with each other. In Arkansas, we have an affiliate network. So there are 29 affiliates statewide. And people, if you don't know what that means, if you think about a bank having a headquarters in a metro area, and then they have branches all around, similar to Arkansas Community Foundation. We're headquartered here in Little Rock. We have a satellite office in Northwest Arkansas. And then we have 29 affiliates statewide. So in the whole sector of community foundations, there's not a ton that have those affiliate networks, but every community foundation serves a specific place. And so that's what Arkansas Community Foundation does, is we serve Arkansas.
You yourself are a native Arkansan.
I am.
So what does it mean to you personally to step into a role whose mission is to steward these resources for all of these communities across the state?
Well, it means a lot to me. I'm originally from a town called Redfield, Arkansas, which is right between Little Rock and Pine Bluff, right on the edge of the Delta. Blue-collar parents, raised in a small town, went to Whitehall High School. And I've had some great opportunities in my career. I went to school out of state, but then I landed a job eventually at Heifer International, and that took me all over the world to see smallholder farmers, to see community development, to see international development at scale. But coming home to Arkansas and to serve my state, I feel like this is where I'm meant to be personally. And what I love about the Community Foundation is our mission is to build Arkansas communities. And through our affiliate network, it's actually very similar to Heifer International in the best community development models and the best community development happens when you listen to the local leaders and when you listen to the local communities to learn what they need. And so I love hearing from the Texarkana area and Cross County and Western Arkansas. And, you know, we just have these fantastic affiliates across the state talk about, well, this is what we're facing here. And in South Arkansas, it might be addiction or incarceration rates. And in Northeast Arkansas, we're finding that it's the foster system is really struggling up there. So I love hearing from the communities, this is what we need. And so that's where we're going to direct our dollars. So when I talk about the affiliate system and community development and how that works, what I'm really saying is, while Arkansas Community Foundation is a statewide organization, we're headquartered in Little Rock, we manage all this money, we make all these grants, the real decisions are made at the local level. So local donors making local decisions to have local impact for their communities.
Has there been an instance where there's been some obvious like alignment as you're listening to these local leaders of like, oh, this is... We didn't realize how widespread issue X is,
yes,
but now hearing all of this... this maybe needs more attention than we realized.
Absolutely. Many may know that Arkansas ranks 49th and 50th on any given year in a couple of areas like food security and early literacy, maternal health, among others. Being our 50th anniversary, we did a deep dive at the end of last year, and we put a tic-tac-toe grid over the state of Arkansas, and we divided into those 9 regions, and we looked really deep using a lot of data into what are the biggest issues across those 9 regions. And of course, we saw food security, early literacy, maternal health emerge. But we also saw addiction, incarceration rates. And one of the things that actually surprised us was access to quality childcare. And that surprised us. We didn't know that that was emerging as an issue. And so we made grants across those 9 regions, two nonprofits serving a myriad of topics. But when you ask about like alignment and overlap, yes, there is. But then when you dig in deep to the data and you look at it like county by county, region by region, sometimes we're surprised. We see different things, and the access to childcare was something that surprised us and that we were like, okay, we need to invest in this. And so the local leaders also hear that and take that to heart and begin investing in those areas as well.
Yeah. And has there been collaborative efforts? I could see in a situation like that where a donor might come forward and be like, I really want to give to this, but I'd like to see organization X work with organization Y.
Yep.
Do y'all help facilitate what that would look like?
Yes, absolutely. So part of our mission language is to connect resources. And that doesn't just mean dollars to nonprofits. It also means partners. So we are a grant maker in that we grant to nonprofits. And I say that explicitly because we don't grant to individuals. But it's really important across Arkansas and in general that partnerships happen. You know, you've got food pantries and you've got childcare centers and you've got all of these big initiatives that are happening statewide to support organizations in early literacy and food security and things like that. And the Community Foundation, one of our best assets is the intel that we have in understanding the players in all of those spaces. So we love it when a donor comes to us and says, I want to make a difference in this area, but I don't know who all the players are. So we connect those players to each other. There's Excel by 8 is a great organization that focuses on literacy, and they have a whole resource grid that talks about, okay, if we're going to solve early literacy, we also have to tackle food security. We also have to tackle health. We also have to tackle, you know, these myriad of things. And so there's this whole web of partners statewide that get this done. And we work with many, many of them.
Yeah. So I know that you stepped into this role from a communications background, coming from that background. How has that shaped your leadership of the Arkansas Community Foundation?
I really value the stories that emerge from the nonprofits that we work with and from the donors that we work with. And so I feel like Arkansas Community Foundation, while a lot of people know about us and know who we are, I think we're also kind of a well-kept secret. And so as a communications professional, I hope that part of what I can bring to the CEO role is broader awareness about what we do. It's one reason why I'm here today, is just to talk about the Community Foundation and to elevate the stories of the donors who have come to us and said, I want to make a difference, and write a check. And that gets to a nonprofit that can then feed people or teach people or help the homeless. And I really love the stories that emerge. And so hopefully I can help bring more awareness to the Community Foundation through that storytelling and just let more people know who we are.
That's fantastic. So you had mentioned earlier, you know, managing over $1 billion in assets, and right. I think you said 600 million delivered out through grants. All that's very impressive, and you've spoke a lot to where those funds are going. So, and I'm kind of curious, what does success look like to you beyond the dollars? What sort of impact are you looking for?
I think that's the million-dollar question, or billion-dollar question in our case. So there's two types of grants that we make at the foundation. One is donor-directed, which means that a donor comes to us and we honor wherever they want to send those dollars. The second type of grants that we make are foundation-directed. And so we don't have a lot of it, but we do have some discretionary funding where we can direct our own. We have discretion over those dollars. And it's a few million a year, but it's not huge, okay? I think that the question you ask about, you know, I call it the so what question. Mm-hmm. We're pushing this money out the door and we're bringing money in. So what? I think that we as a sector actually need to take that challenge on. I think we're making a great difference with the grants that we're making. But I can't point to a really specific ROI. And that's one of the goals that I have as a new CEO over the next few years, is to determine what is the ROI on the grants that we're making. Now, do we have measures in place right now that help us understand what we're doing? Yes. And the best way that we can do that is really understanding the data and where the highest needs are. So when it comes to those discretionary dollars that we can distribute, we're not just distributing those willy-nilly. We're really looking at what are the highest needs. And I've already mentioned, in Arkansas, it's food security, early literacy, childhood activity is emerging as a big issue. So we're really focusing on those, and it allows us to say, okay, we know these are the highest needs. We know that we can make a difference here. That's where our discretionary dollars are going to go. But I think over time, we have a great responsibility to our stakeholders, all of them statewide, both nonprofits and donors, to say, this is where we actually moved the needle as a community foundation, and this is where we're really making a difference.
Yeah. So, you know, let's say that I'm a donor and I have a strong interest in these areas that you've highlighted that need the help. Why put my money with the Arkansas Community Foundation to steward those funds and to make those donations through grants? What is the advantage as a donor to utilize the foundation?
Well, I don't discourage you from reaching directly out to a nonprofit that you love and writing them a check. But what we bring to the table is additional information, more partnerships than you can probably access on your own, and administrative ease. So some people come to us and they're like, I support 20 nonprofits a year with $100 each, and I want to keep doing that. But they write, that means they write 20 checks and one gets lost in the mail, or they get their credit card, something weird happens. So one reason to use us is just administrative ease. We have super low fees, and so we just make philanthropy really easy for people. The lowest amount for a fund with us is $1,000. So anybody can be a philanthropist, really. But also, if you're looking to make an impact and do larger scale giving and really help a nonprofit go deep into their mission and really achieve, you know, bigger transformational things, then bringing us to the table, we also bring other partners. We also can bring other funders. We work with institutional funders nationwide that are also interested in some of those areas. So for example, the arts. A donor comes to us and says, I really want to fund arts in Arkansas. Well, they may not know that there's national funders that we know that we already have relationships with, that there's funding available for that. So we sort of play matchmaker at scale for large scale initiatives.
There is an increased need currently in the philanthropic space. I'm curious how that's looked. Obviously, you know, zoomed out from a national perspective, there's an increased need. How has that looked right now in Arkansas, and how is maybe the space around philanthropy changing in the modern era?
I'll start by saying that we are seeing the demand on nonprofits increase greatly across the state, across all sectors. And a lot of that has to do with sometimes it's the economy, sometimes it's interest rates, sometimes it's state and federal funding that may have been committed and then they lost, or they didn't get a grant they thought they were going to get. And so a lot of times they come to us and they say, you know, we thought we were going to get these dollars and we weren't able to. So as a community foundation, and I don't want to speak for the entire sector, but one of our goals at Arkansas Community Foundation is to make it really easy, to make getting money from us simple. The application process is simple. The reporting process is simple. And so it's really important that we don't have a lot of barriers to accessing funding. So I talk about the demand on the nonprofit sector being high right now. During COVID, we really saw that spike. And a lot of people don't know this, but we raised $3.5 million in just a matter of weeks once the governor, Asa Hutchinson at the time, endorsed us as the best place to give for pandemic relief. We turned that money around really quickly. And many of the nonprofits that we granted to said, you were the first dollars I received before I got federal funding, before I got stimulus money. And so as a community foundation and a funder, it's our priority to make it easy for them and to be really efficient on the back end. So if a request comes in, then we can turn that around really quickly and get a check out the door. So looking at it, you know, nationwide and statewide, again, the demand is higher than ever, and the way that we can play a role in helping that is just to be as effective and efficient as possible and to make it really easy for people to access funds with us.
Yeah. And that makes sense. I imagine the challenge right now is a little different in the sense that, and at the moment, at the beginning of COVID, the economy was very strong. And so the resources for giving were probably higher than they are currently. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that it's been a little more tricky to kind of navigate the current situation, or are there the segment of the population that is in a position to give, maybe they haven't been as impacted as hard as the segment of the population that needs the giving?
Actually, no. I feel like our donors are more generous than ever. And I've said this before, that Arkansas has a lot of challenges and we might be 50th in many lists, but generosity is not one of them. I feel like we're typically in the top 10 for most generous states per capita in what people give to charity. And so we're seeing donors really stepping up right now. They know that the need is there. They know that we exist to make that really efficient and effective, and they are giving generously.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, it's great. And I'm super grateful. I know that there's people that give to this station through us. And so I'm super grateful for every donor that uses Arkansas Community Foundation. There's about 2,600 fund holders that we work with, and they're really stepping up right now.
You've spoke a lot about the increased need both on nonprofits and in, you know, there's the sectors that you laid out, maternal health, food insecurity. But I'm curious, what gives you hope? Where are you finding optimism currently?
The thing that's giving me the most hope right now, one, is that I see our donors really stepping up and helping. So there's no shortage of generous people here. And that makes me happy. I mean, we're going to be okay. The second piece is that I also see the nonprofits digging in. They're not giving up. They are working so hard to keep the shelves stocked, and they're working so hard to make sure that the homeless can have a shower and a bar of soap and a hot meal. And the domestic violence shelters are getting hit hard right now, but people aren't just quitting. They're stepping up in really fantastic ways, and that gives me hope. It makes me you know, when I get off of social media and I get off offline for just a minute and I look around and I see people literally helping other people, I'm reminded that, man, there's still really good things happening in this world right now. And it makes, that makes me happy. A few weeks ago, we had a summit at the Ron Robinson Theater where we brought together General Wesley Clark and former Governor Asa Hutchinson, a Democrat and a Republican, who came together and they talked about civil discourse and civil leadership. And our entire foundation family was there, our affiliate directors and our state board members and our affiliate board members. We had about 300 people at Ron Robinson. And they talked about how much hope there was, really, if we all just are civil with each other and if we demand it from each other and from our leaders. And so that, that gave me hope, because you've got two esteemed leaders here talking about civil discourse and civil leadership and what that means. And then you have the foundation family gathered who's committed to that. I'm, you know, there are a lot of problems, but I think the Community Foundation is here as a solver of those. We're doing our best, and I see donors and nonprofits, everybody out there just giving it their all right now, and that inspires me.
So as you mentioned, this is your 50th anniversary. You're stepping into this role during the 50th. So how are you thinking about the next 50 years for the foundation?
I stepped into this role on January 1. The former CEO was Heather Larkin, and she was there for 18 years, and she was amazing. And she really passed down to me a very healthy organization. I'm very grateful for that. The next 50 years for the Community Foundation, it's important that you actually say next 50, because we don't think in terms of year over year. We manage an endowment, which is meant to last in perpetuity. So people come to us and they're like, I want my charitable dollars to last forever. So we do think in terms of 50 years and centuries, and how are we still going to exist forever? Something that I'm very committed to that I've already mentioned is that we really need to make sure that our grant making and that our impact is data driven, and that we can really point to exactly where we're moving the needle. So I'd like to see for the Community Foundation, if we had this conversation 50 years from now, I could say, because of the Community Foundation, Arkansas now is 25th in the nation in early literacy versus 50th, or why not shoot for number one, right? And I think that over time, with the resources that we're managing and the prudent way that we're making grants and stewarding our donor dollars, I think that's a possibility. And that's my goal.
So if I'm a donor and I'm interested in getting involved and having my money managed through the foundation, or my charitable funds managed through the foundation, what do I do? What are the first steps?
Well, first steps is to go to our website, arcf.org, and that's one way to get a hold of us. Call us. We actually value a phone call over an email sometimes, because it really helps. There's so many ways to have a fund with us. We really make philanthropy accessible for anyone. So if you'll give us a call, we can talk with you about what are your goals, what are you trying to do, what do you need. Everybody comes to the Community Foundation differently, so we have a lot of entry points. Call us. Look at our website, call me. I'm happy to chat with anyone who's interested in the Community Foundation. But tactically speaking, arcf.org or 501-372-1116.
And then in the nonprofit space, this probably needs very little explanation, but to some of our listeners, the idea of what an endowment is and the benefit of putting your money in an endowment and what that means for it is probably a little bit of a gray area.
Right.
So can you speak a little bit to the Community Foundation's endowment and what the benefit of storing your money in something like that for charitable giving versus just letting it sit in your bank account?
Right. That's a great question. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about an endowment as if you came to me and said, hey, I have $50,000 here that was left to me by my sweet grandmother, and I want to give it away in her honor or in her name. So we would take that $50,000 and we would invest it. And it means that it's going invested into the stock market, and it's managed by our finance committee and our investment broker, and it earns money year over year. And so we typically grant out about 4%. So that $50,000, it could just sit there and earn money. And you could say, okay, starting in X year, I want a certain amount to be deployed. Or you could say, nope, starting this year, I want 4% to be granted immediately. And then there's some hybrid options that we have. But what it means is that $50,000 that you came to us with originally will always be there. That principal will always exist. And anything that it earns is what is granted out. So that can exist into perpetuity. We have endowments that were started in 1985, for example. One was $250,000 and it was an anonymous donor. And it has granted more than $300,000 since its inception, and that $250,000 is still sitting there. So that's what an endowment is. That's what it means to give into perpetuity. That's why we exist forever. And that's where people who want to leave a legacy can come to us and say, I want to be remembered, or I want my grandmother to be remembered, or I want whomever. And they can name it after them, or you know, however that looks. But that's what an endowment can do.
Yeah. So as we wrap up here, is there anything, you know, if you could have our listeners walk away, only remembering one thing about the foundation, what would that be? What do you want them to take from this conversation?
If I could say one thing for your listeners, I heard from a colleague recently, she said that philanthropy is a freedom of speech, that you can do anything with your charitable dollars. You can do anything with your money, really, that you want. And so Arkansas Community Foundation, we want to be a part of that. So anyone can come to us and we can help them. We can make your dollars last forever. We can help you make an impact right this moment. And so I would love for the listeners to know that we exist as a resource. And maybe you don't need to open a fund with us, but maybe you just need some advice. But know that we exist. And that you have freedom, and we hope that you choose us. But if you don't choose us, still give that money away because we need it statewide.
Awesome, great. Well, thank you for joining me today, Jessica.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Insight with Jonathan Seaborn is produced in the heart of Central Arkansas by Little Rock Public Radio, a service of UA Little Rock. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast or on the NPR app.